This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Can modern youth rise to the challenge? For many communities, a real challenge is creating and sustaining locally owned small businesses. What if students could learn small business entrepreneurial skills and apply those in their hometowns? Today, we'll learn about a program which is helping support youth entrepreneurial thinking and business skill development across the state of Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Bailey Henry is e-programs manager for Network Kansas, the statewide entrepreneurship and small business support organization. Henry went to school in Alma, a rural community of 802 people. Now that's rural. She interned with Waubunsee County Economic Development, graduated from K-State, and then worked for the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce before joining Network Kansas. Network Kansas was founded in 2006 to provide entrepreneurs essential financial resources, valuable relationships, expert knowledge, and experience. In 2007, Network Kansas launched its Entrepreneurial Community Partnership, through which resources are provided through locally designated e-communities. In 2014, some e-communities in Northwest Kansas began a youth entrepreneurship competition to encourage students to learn about starting small businesses. Other e-communities adopted the idea, and it grew into what is now called the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge, managed by Bailey Henry. The purpose is to support young entrepreneurs, to help students see entrepreneurship as a possible career path, and to identify business opportunities in their own hometowns, Henry said. Essentially, this is a small business pitch competition where students develop, propose, and even implement an idea for a business. Judges help select the most outstanding ideas. YEC is open to public, private, or homeschool students in grades 6 through 12. In that first year, there were 5 local events involving 48 students, Henry said. In 2026, there were 70 local events involving 1,200 students, more than 500 judges, and $70,000 in cash prizes awarded to student entrepreneurs. Students compete in local events with the top students advancing to a state-level competition. Entries can be conceptual or an existing business. If there's no local competition or if the student wants another chance, there are also wildcard events where students can compete and advance to state at large. The Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge culminates with the statewide finals. Participating students submit an executive summary of their business and financials, plus a video pitch about their business. These are reviewed and scored by judges in advance. The in-person finals are held in Manhattan each April. It has grown so much it has become a 2-day event, Henry said. On the first night, there's an optional trade show where students can display their project ideas. The second day's program takes place at the K-State Student Union. Each student goes through what is called a mock boardroom, where the student has 10 minutes to pitch their idea in person to a panel of adult judges. They do so 3 times. All the scores are aggregated and the most outstanding are recognized. Now we provide rankings like in high school band, where they earn a 1, 2, or 3 ranking, Henry said. The top category is ranked exemplary. YEC is sponsored by Network Kansas, Kansas State University Extension, and the K-State Center for the Advancement of Entrepreneurship in the College of Business. We couldn't do this without our many partners across the state, Henry said. K-State Extension has been a fantastic partner. Student business ideas range from lawn mowing to baking to sustainable clothing to online design products to 3D printing of basketballs. Participants are different ages and both rural and urban. We have kids from 6A schools to 1A schools, Henry said. It's great for them to see like-minded students thinking entrepreneurially, she said. These students are absolutely fantastic, Henry said. They're interacting with adults, learning to articulate ideas, gaining financial literacy, and building community engagement and connection, she said. For more information, go to www.networkkansas.com/services/e-community-partnership-2/youth-entrepreneurship-challenge-series. Can modern-day students rise to the challenges of today? In this case, students are indeed excelling through their participation in the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. We commend Bailey Henry and all those involved with YEC for making a difference by encouraging entrepreneurship at a young age. They're helping our future hometown small business challenges to be met. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.